This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And this week in our episode, I'd like to talk about public-private partnerships. That in my belief that resilient communities need public-private partnerships in order to survive. I'm taken back to October 29th, 2012, when Hurricane Sandy came ashore in New Jersey. It was a strong, slow-moving Category 1 hurricane. At the time, I was the head of global crisis management and business continuity for one of the world's largest retailers. In Sandy's path that day were more than 200 of my stores, multiple distribution centers, and two data centers that powered our e-commerce website. More importantly to me, tens of thousands of our employees were in harm's way as the storm rushed ashore. But I knew, even though I worked for a private sector organization, that I was not in this fight alone. Over the previous decade, I think we've come to realize that for a community to truly be resilient against a natural disaster or another emergency or crisis, that public and private sector entities must work together and share information in a collaborative and transparent manner. For the 3 years leading up to Hurricane Sandy, local, state, and federal emergency management agencies had begun to embrace outreach and joint planning with the private sector. The private sector, particularly retail and utilities, had embraced this new approach with open arms. That resulted in a strong set of partnerships between the public and private sector that was apparent throughout the preparation, response, and recovery for Hurricane Sandy. For example, for several days prior to landfall, public and private sector entities were exchanging information through predefined channels. Emergency management agencies were sharing situational updates, storm path updates, and plans for road closure and evacuations long before landfall. Private sector companies were sharing their plans for facility closure, employee evacuations, positioning of recovery supplies, and post-landfall response plans. This collaborative and transparent approach provided broader situational clarity for the public and private sectors, and it helped avoid confusion later during the more chaotic response phase of the situation. As Hurricane Sandy began to dissipate and its impact in New Jersey and New York and other states became clearer, public and private sector entities remained in close contact. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, had activated their new National Business Emergency Operations Center as a component within FEMA's National Response and Coordination Center, or NRCC. The NRCC consolidated a number of federal and state agency reports into one easy-to-read report for the private sector to digest. At the same time, private sector entities were sending information to the NBEOC that were consolidated and shared at the highest levels of state and federal government. This information helped provide an understanding of the storm's impact on the private sector. More importantly, that information helped FEMA and other public sector emergency management agencies make decisions for the distribution of supplies and other resources. For example, as a major retailer, my employer at the time was able to quickly bring significant amounts of ice, water, and recovery supplies for both donation and sale at hundreds of locations within 24 to 48 hours after landfall. Emergency management agencies could distribute supplies elsewhere strategically with this information in hand, knowing that needed supplies were available at several locations already. This made for more efficient decision-making and a more coordinated response process. This close coordination between the public and private sectors throughout all phases of business continuity and emergency management was shown to be effective during Hurricane Sandy. This approach allowed for a significantly faster and more efficient response and recovery of private sector capabilities. that helped to ease the burden on emergency management agencies in the public sector and leading to faster economic recovery in the impacted areas. While opportunities exist, even now, 9 years later, to continue to mature the interaction between public and private sector entities, this close coordination and transparent communication will be a requirement for us to truly build resilient communities, companies, and nations. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe through your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.